Here, Grandma, put this on your forehead.
No, dear. I'm feeling better now. Oh, Mindy, I'll be all right. It's just that I was so shocked at your changing your mind and deciding to marry Mork. But, dear, if that is what you want, then we are going to give you a most beautiful wedding.
Oh, thanks, Grandma. I just want a small wedding, you know, just family.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay around while I break the news to Dad, aren't you?
No. You don't need me. Now, your father is a kind, loving, compassionate man. And he'll understand.
Will it help?
Besides, I don't want to be here when he freaks.
I feel like a hamster without a wheel. I feel like a scuff mark on the loafer of life. Mim, would you mind if I broke every dish in the house?
No, you're not going to break my dishes.
Well, what about this tacky lamp, then?
No. What happened to nonviolence?
Mim, wake up. The 60s are over, okay?
Why are you carrying on like this?
Well, Mim, it's really no big deal, except Orson forbids us to get married.
Oh, he does he?
Yeah.
Well, since when can Orson tell us whether we can get married or not?
Well, since 2 million years ago when they outlawed marriage on Ork.
Well, I hope you told him it's perfectly legal here on Earth.
You bet.
And then what happened?
Well, he lit me up like Times Square. Well, baby, what's happening? Now, you know, things like that, man.
Ork, you just can't accept his decision. But that really makes me mad. We're getting married and we don't have to get anyone's permission. Hi, everybody.
Permission for what?
Oh, to tear the tags off the pillows.
Ah.
Why don't you sit down and I'll fix you a nice breakfast. Egg,
okay.
Danish.
Son-in-law.
I'll have a Danish. A son-in-law?
Yeah. It's not exactly the way I'd planned to break it to you. But, Mork and I have decided to get married.
Over my dead body.
That'll trip us up, but it won't stop us.
Why are you so against their getting married? It's obvious they're in love.
Kathy, sweet potato, I know what I'm doing.
Fred Poodle, that's what you said just before you put the garage door on, backwards.
Look, Kathy, angel face, trust me. They can't get married because Mork is from... they're from two different worlds.
Fred. There's no reason for us to get upset. I understand this is a talk between you and your daughter. I'll go run some errands. You two discuss it calmly, and I'll abide by your decision. Huh. Mindy, the shower is Saturday.
Oh! I'll just be up here knitting a Volkswagen. Upstairs. Remember Broadway?
Now, look, Mindy. Let's just get one thing straight.
Yes,
here.
Dad. Let's. Now, look. I mean, I love you very much, and we sure would like to have your blessing. But we don't need anyone's permission to get married.
You know something, Mindy? You were a stubborn little girl, and you've grown into a stubborn woman. But I'll tell you something. You got a lot of moxie. As a matter of fact, I'd really be proud of you if you weren't making such a tragic mistake.
Okay, Dad, I'm sorry you feel that way. This is going to hurt me more than anything I've ever had to do before, but if I have to, I'll walk down that aisle alone.
You will over my dead body. You have my blessing.
Oh, soft touch.
Thank you. Oh, my cher papa. Oh, I love Tweed. I love it. I'm going to be your son-in-law, and you can just call me Meathead.
You can count on it. Well, I better get back and turn that garage door around, or Kathy will never forgive me. What have I done?
Well, Mark, I've taken care of my half of the galaxy. The rest is up to you. You've got to talk to Orson.
No, man. No way I'm going to go one-on-one with the big O.
Look, if you just deal with Orson the way I just dealt with my father, I'm sure you can get him to change his mind.
Oh, man, I'd rather join the Libyan Air Force.
Look, Mark, come on. You just got to confront Orson. And you've got to do it right away.
Look, Mark.
Our future is in your hands.
Oh. You're right, Mind. We have an industrial strength love. I'm gonna stand up to him. Mork, calling Orson. Come in, your Winnebago ship.
Be nice.
Now, come on now, Mind. Orson and I go back a long way. He was my little league coach and the team bus. Mork, calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork, calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Come on now, show your face.
No one here?
Well, it's always cheaper to call after 11 anyway.
What do you want, Mork?
Oh, sir.
I'm in a hurry. I was just on my way to the Intergalactic Wine and Cheese Festival.
Well, sir, this will only take a second. Well, you remember what you said when I asked if I could marry the marvelous Mercurical Midwestern Mindy?
Yes. I said no Orkans shall enter into marriage. Especially to a lower life form. One that still chews their food.
Well, I was hoping you'd forgotten, sir, but... I've never really wanted to challenge your authority, and I hate to poo-poo your will, but there's nothing that you can do to stop me from marrying Mindy.
In that case, I'm going to miss our little chance.
Oh, just kidding, sir. You know, I don't know what gets into my head sometimes, you know. Well, I don't really need to marry Mindy. Besides, her cooking tastes like insulation.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Mork. But just remember, if you defy me, a hideous fate will befall you.
For example?
I will alter your molecular structure into a life form that will be more obedient.
Oh, you want obedience? Obedience or us. You say jump, I say how high. You say run, I say how fast. You say camp down, I say doo-dah.
I've heard enough, Mark.
Sir.
Hold your tongue.
Yes, sir, you've got it.
Oh. Did I startle you?
Well, not as much as if you'd been Ethel Merman, but...
Well, what happened? You told Orson, right? You confronted him and told him that we were going to be married.
Well...
And he backed down, right? Because you're strong and brave with the courage of your convictions, right?
Well...
And no force exists that can prevent us from being married, right, Mork?
Well, those are my words exactly, Mind. You know, I told him I really let him have it. I leveled him.
You did?
I made him feel lower than the price of pork in Tel Aviv. Boy, I mean, let's just break out the champagne right now. Let's celebrate. Let's pop our corks of shampoo with champagne.
You're kidding, huh? You mean we're really getting married?
Oh, yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Mork has committed a flagrant violation of Orkan law. He will be severely punished.
This is the big day.
Yeah.
You want me to help you with that?
No, I can get it.
Okay.
I'm not one of those nervous brides to be.
Right. Oh! Honey, take it easy. Oh, honey, come on, sweetie. Come on, sit down. All right, now just take it easy, honey, and relax. Here, I have something for you. I gave this to your mother on our wedding day, and I know she'd want you to have it.
Oh, Dad, her gold-throated clover.
Yeah. I hope Mork doesn't replant it. It always brought us a lot of luck. Look who we got as a daughter.
Oh, Dad, it's beautiful. Thanks. And thanks for always being there when I needed you.
And I always will be.
Just like that.
Well, I guess I better get to the chapel.
Oh.
Just think, in a little while, you'll be Mrs. Mindy. Mork doesn't have a last name. What are you going to call yourselves?
Well, we've been talking about last names. He's torn between Travolta and Pittsburgh. think I can talk him into McConnell. Or Phoenix.
Work on Phoenix.
I'll see you there. Mork, we better get going. What are you doing in there?
Oh, I'm just trying to work on my hair, man, you know, to achieve that John Davidson look.
Well, you can do that at the church. We really should have been there about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. You're right. We don't want to be late, do we? You know, there'll be 100 rabid bingo fans out there eating our smorgasbord.
Hey, can you give me a hand with this?
Oh, yeah. You probably need some help with that, won't you?
What is that?
What? Oh, this. Oh, it's my morning coat, Min. You remember the guy with the funny accent and the pins in his mouth?
No, I'm talking about the hair.
Min, I told you I was working on it.
Not just the hair, the ears and the nose.
Oh, that. Well, Orson's just turning me into a dog. Come on, let's go.
Orson's turning you into a dog?
Oh, yeah, you have to drive, Min, because I want to stick my head out the window.
Orson's turning you into a dog?
Yep. Level time, isn't it? Well, Min, I lied to you. He really didn't give his permission for me to marry you, and I made my bed now and have to lie in it. That is, if I'm still out on the furniture.
Mork, we are getting married in 1 hour. This is no time for jokes.
Ow! LBJ! LBJ!
They're real!
Oh, of course, Min. You don't get this kind of quality from a novelty shop.
I can't believe it! This is happening! This is really happening! Mork, we gotta do something! Put me into your mind with you, and I'll talk him into changing back.
Oh. Oh, I mean, what you have to do basically is stick a finger in my ear and with the other hand scratch my head.
Scratch your head? I didn't have to do that the last time.
I know that, but it sure will make me happy. Mark calling Orson. Come in. Oh, Mark calling him. Oh, come in. Oh.
Where is Orson? Now, how can he keep us on hold like this? Call him again, Mark. Oh. Well, I guess I'm in this by myself. Mindy calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Where are you? This is an emergency.
I'm here, Earthling. What's the problem? Don't they allow pets in your building?
Down, boy. Mork, sit. Out. Out.
Ah, you kept his name. I thought Scruffy would be more appropriate.
How can you be so cruel? You've stripped him of his dignity. You just can't go around turning people into... Mark, I'm trying to make a point. Fetch Mark. They don't answer. I called the police, the hospital, nothing.
Well, they were right behind me when I left them. I don't know what could have happened to them.
Oh, dear, I'm getting worried.
That's got to be Mork. Nobody knocks on a church door.
It's about time you answered. I was getting a headache.
Was he in the
Bible? Unfortunately, he's the best man.
I would have been here sooner, but it's a little tough hitchhiking in this outfit.
Interesting jacket.
It's a suit. I lost the pants crawling over the wall.
Excuse me, did you see Mork and Mindy when you came in?
Not unless they're wearing little red jackets and parking cars.
How can you do this? If you give Mork back to me, he'll show you the values of being human.
If I had emotions, I'd probably be very touched right now.
Then you're not going to change him back?
He broke the law.
Orson, we came here. Mork. Mork! Here, boy. All right, Orson, I just want you to know one thing. You may have changed Mork physically, but underneath all this fur, he's still Mork. He risked everything for me so we could be married. And your little punishment isn't going to change my plans. I still love him, and I'm going through with this ceremony.
You're going to marry a dog?
No, I'm marrying Mork.
We'll see, but she sure is a spunky little alien.
If you're not busy after the reception, would you like to catch a white sail?
I don't think so.
I see. How about washing my hair?
Where's the groom?
Who invited a talk?
Felipe, you're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be home taping the Ram game. Oh, forget it. Sit in the pew.
Ernie, you're out on parole. Good to see you. And Tilly, bleached your mustache. Wonderful.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this man and this woman in the holy bond of matrimony. Be there anyone here who opposes this union, let them speak now or forever remain silent. The ring, please.
Ring. Talk to one another. I'll be right with you. I hope your next wedding's casual.
And now, instead of reciting the traditional vows, Mork and Mindy have a few words to say to one another. Mindy?
Mork, when you entered my life, you brought me happiness, joy and laughter. My love for you transcends time and space. Grow with me. The best is yet to be.
Min, you're my friend, my love, you're my life. There's supposed to be more, but that's when the lady in the card shop said,
buy or get out.
I don't know the right words. Besides, I don't think they're enough to describe how I really feel about you. Love is a small word, but I think it covers so much. I love you.
By the power vested in me by the state of Colorado, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, my world, Mrs. Pittsburgh.
Oh, I can't believe it. We really got married.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours will be in a plane to Acapulco.
Oh, Acapulco is très passé, men. That's for bottled water salesmen. We're going to spend 25 days and one beautiful night on Ork.
Ork?
Men.
Ork, I've never been in